Technology giant Google is following Apple and Facebook, introducing new child safety features on its platforms. Google is restricting access to pornography and will allow parents to remove images of their children on its search engine. To tell us more, we can talk to Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent. Adrian, good afternoon. What are the changes then that Google is making here for its younger users?
It's five main things. First of all, it's going to try to stop kids seeing adult content and pornography by making safe search the default option for people under 18 who are using Google when they're logged in on their Google account. It's also going to allow those under 18 to ask for the removal of their own pictures from any Google search, or their parents can do it on their behalf. And then it will also make all videos uploaded by younger teens private by default on YouTube as a measure to try and stop predators. There are a couple of other things as well it's doing. It's blocking ads that are being targeted at kids. It's also switching location history off, which is a tracking thing for those under 18. And finally, it's turning off autoplay on YouTube by default, which is a problem with screen addiction. The YouTube videos just keep playing.
Yes, indeed. And why are they doing this now, Adrian? I mean, is there a sense that they're trying to get ahead of the regulation that seems to be coming down the tracks in the US and the EU here?
There are two potential reasons. One is they may be trying to get ahead of regulation. We do have an online safety commissioner that is currently in the process of being set up here, although that is very delayed in Ireland. It may not actually happen until the end of next year, despite being on the agenda last year. And then there's also the evolving standards of privacy and safety generally and more widely. Google and Facebook in particular get hammered week in, week out for issues of privacy and tracking, and also the safety, particularly of kids and abuse online. So I think they're sick of it, but they're also trying to get ahead of potential regulation.
And all of that is, it's dependent on children letting the companies like Google know that they are indeed children, which they don't always do. They sometimes have been known not to tell the truth about their age when they sign up for Google accounts and so on. So how is Google going to know whether it's dealing with a child or an adult?
It's the big problem. It's the big hole in any plan to try and protect kids online. You say that sometimes kids lie about their age when they're setting up a Google or a Facebook or a Twitter and Instagram account. They do it regularly, and they do it, the data shows, usually with their parents' acceptance of that. We know from a major study earlier this year from CyberSafe Kids that of, I think it was 2,000 or 3,000 children between the ages of 8 and 12 who were surveyed, and 80% of them have a social media or a social messaging account, even though those accounts have a minimum age threshold of 13. So basically, at the moment, when you go to open an account with Google or YouTube or Facebook or WhatsApp or any of these platforms, it simply asks what your age is, when were you born, and you have the option to put in any date you want, and there's very little age verification, and none of us have come to a consensus yet in society as to how to implement that age verification standard. We don't like the idea of uploading passport photos and PPSNs, so it's a big problem.
All right, Adrian, thank you very much indeed for bringing us those details. Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent. Thanks for talking to us on the News at 1.